Blackstone Audio presents Dr. Susan Love's Breast Book by Susan M. Love, M.D., with Karen Lindsay. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. To Carolina Inestrosa and all the women who have died from breast cancer or its treatment, that this disease can end with us. Introduction. In the introduction to the fourth edition of this book, I likened it to a software upgrade. But this fifth edition goes much farther. It represents a shift in the paradigm we use to think about the breast and its problems. A slow revolution, you could say, and a good example of how these things happen. In science, we come up with hypotheses or stories that we use to explain our observations and pull them together into a framework that can be used to direct future research and treatment. The first edition of this book was written to explain what was then a new paradigm, that the most lethal part of breast cancer was the cells that may have already gotten out into other parts of the body before diagnosis. The addition of hormone therapy and then chemotherapy to the initial treatment of the disease was an exciting result of this new way of thinking and established the limitations of extensive surgery as the sole approach. The result has been a definite improvement in overall survival for many women with breast cancer. This paradigm, however, assumed that all breast cancers are the same and should be treated the same, and that the more aggressive tumors require more aggressive treatments. This led to high-dose chemotherapy and stem cell rescue in an effort to kill every cancer cell, whether it is hiding somewhere or not. While this approach resonated with newly diagnosed women who were willing to do whatever it took to cure their disease, it was ultimately shown not to be any better than regular-dose chemotherapy. The first crack in the hypothesis.